The steady rhythm of wheat harvest defined much of Lee Musil's life. Now, that lifelong commitment to agriculture will continue strengthening Kansas wheat research for generations to come. Longtime supporters of wheat research, Lee and Carolyn Musil, have made the first legacy gift realized by the Kansas Wheat Research Foundation since its creation in 2011. Through their estate plans, the Musils directed a major gift totaling nearly $1 million to support wheat research and innovation in Kansas. The Musil gift is the first estate gift received by the foundation. Not only is the gift significant to helping support wheat research, but hopefully it inspires others to consider the Kansas Wheat Research Foundation in their estates, said Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations. Deferred gifts help provide long-term stability to essential wheat research programs. Born in Marysville and raised near Burdett, Lee Musil earned a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in agricultural journalism from Kansas State University. While a student, he was active in Delta Upsilon and served in ROTC. He later worked as an agricultural journalist and editor before serving as an agricultural assistant to 1st District Congressman Keith Sabellis in Washington, D.C. Lee returned to the family farm near Burdett and married Carolyn Reich on May 3, 1980. Together, they were strongly rooted in production agriculture and community service. On the farm, Lee assisted with farming, irrigation, certified seed wheat, and beef cattle operations. In Great Bend, he was active in the Rotary Club of Great Bend and Trinity United Methodist Church. Carolyn Reich Musil was born in Beloit and graduated from Downs High School in 1965, receiving recognition as a Betty Crocker Homemaker of Tomorrow. She worked at Kansas State University and the Osborne County Extension Service before becoming a full-time farm wife and homemaker. She also served on the Pawnee County Extension Council and represented Southwest Kansas on the State Extension Advisory Council. Their legacy gift establishes the Musil Center for Sustainable Wheat Production, headquartered at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center. The center represents a coordinated high-return public-private investment designed to strengthen wheat research across Kansas and the Great Plains. Established through the Musil's nearly $1 million estate gift, the first legacy gift realized by the Kansas Wheat Research Foundation. The center proposes to provide strategic oversight, facilitate collaboration with researchers and industry partners, and represent Kansas wheat research nationally and internationally. By creating centralized research leadership, the center intends to reduce duplication, align priorities, and accelerate delivery of practical science-based solutions to producers. Continued state investment will be essential to leverage private dollars, attract competitive federal and industry grants, and ensure Kansas remains a national leader in wheat production. Through this investment, the Musil family's pledge to wheat will continue far beyond their own fields, strengthening research, supporting producers, and molding the future of Kansas agriculture. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.